This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Monday, my darlings, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. It's time for our intention setting practice of this week. And to tell you the truth, I've had a little bit of a hard time articulating and actually coming up with this very clear phrase that I want us to anchor into for our intention setting this week. And the reason that is, so I have been immersed myself in a lot of contemplation around feeling like myself. Feeling like my most authentic self. And it's triggering a lot of questions inside of me, this idea of feeling like me, because it means or it implies that there are moments in my day and cycles in my life where I don't feel like myself. And what does that mean? Does it mean that there are all these versions of me and sometimes I'm walking around inauthentic? And I've just been contemplating this a lot. But I have a feeling that this is something that I'm not alone in, meaning that when I feel like my most authentic self, I just feel really good in my skin. I just feel like when I speak, I'm speaking from a place of truth. When I walk down the street, I feel like I'm embodying my own inner spirit. I'm actually living from that place of embodiment versus judging myself from the outside. And I've realized that there are times in my life where I tend to dim my own light, or I shrink myself a little bit, or I try to act in a way or look in a way that is more convenient for the world versus actually allowing my most authentic self to shine. And sometimes that most authentic self is a little bit loud. It's a little bit wild. It's a little bit crazy. It's not always convenient to the world.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So I want to set an intention, or I want us to set an intention this week, to actually find and honor that version of us that feels like our most authentic self. And that sounds like a very woo-woo and abstract intention to set, which is why I was kind of struggling with the phrasing of this week. So I had to think about, well, what are the practical ways and things that we can do in a week that actually bring us to that feeling? And the answer that I found is to follow our own joy. When do I feel most like me? Well, when I'm doing something that actually brings me joy and that makes me happy. Because when I'm actually feeling joy, I'm immersed in something that I'm living from that moment versus standing on the outside of my own experience and kind of judging myself for not looking the way I'm supposed to look or doing the things I'm supposed to do or saying the things I'm supposed to say, right? I'm present in the moment with that joy. So, without further ado, our clearly and very awesomely phrased intention for this week is this. This week, I will celebrate my most authentic self by following my joy. Let's sit with that a little bit. When do you feel most like you? And that's going to shine through in different ways, from how you speak, to how you dress, to the practices you immerse yourself in your day-to-day, to how you relate with other people. Taking this week to really figure out what those practices are. What are those things that actually make you feel most like you? And if you ever hit a place where you feel some doubt or you don't know, then tap back into that joy. What brings you real, authentic joy? This week, we commit to following that joy and to following our own inner happiness. If at any point throughout this week you end up at a crossroads, choose the option that feels most joyful. Choose the thing that brings you more joy, even if in the moment maybe it's not the most convenient or smartest thing to do, or even the most adult thing to do. Choose joy as much as you can all throughout this week, with the purpose of anchoring into your most authentic self. I got a little goosebumpy recording this episode because I feel really excited about choosing things that bring me happiness, knowing that when I do that, I'm going to feel like me. And when I feel like me, like I'm fully embodied in this moment, life is a pretty damn amazing thing to be living right now. So this week, I will celebrate my most authentic self by following my joy. If you want, give yourself a couple of extra minutes to really contemplate this intention and maybe to write out and think about a few practices and actions you can take throughout the week that will bring you to that place of feeling like you. For me, in practice, that's going to look like this week, dressing in ways that really makes me really happy. So I'm not going to just throw on that pajama shirt that I wear all day normally, or those yoga pants. I'm actually going to dress up a little bit extra throughout the week, putting on a nice dress, just adorning myself in ways that makes me really happy, because I feel more like myself when I feel pretty certain days. So things like that, to listening to music that makes me really happy, starting the day with a little dance party that always helps me come back to me. I'm going to be writing out these practices and then committing myself to doing them every single day. I hope you can do the same for you. Let's all have a really joyful week, feeling like we are fully expressing our most authentic selves. Have a beautiful rest of this day. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.